Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork family. That's what you are, Roaring Fork community family. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and welcome to Senior Matters. Coming over here this afternoon, I got in the car, and I do, as you all know, it is a beautiful, beautiful spring day. Got in the car, looked up, and fluttering in front of me was this most beautiful butterfly. And I said, that's it. Spring is here. It is here. It feels good. It's wonderful. It's green. The flowers are starting to bloom. Them old heifers are done their duties, and the calves are in the pastures. Life is good. Let me tell you a little bit about Senior Matters. Senior Matters fosters diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Our center is located here in Carbondale at 3rd Street Center, and we collaborate with agencies and organizations and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our senior community. Of course, we have Tai Chi at 3rd Street Center. We prepare programs and activities that are needed for our community of seniors. We do Medicare. And of course, we just completed our tax assistance program working with RSVP. It's a great day. It's a great way to start a day is with my guest. I am so proud to introduce Chad to our community. Chad, and I believe me, Chad Federowitz is going to tell us things that's important. Chad, I understand that you are the director of the senior services in Pitkin County.
That's right, Diane. Thanks for having me. And I am just about 2 years now the director or manager of senior services in Pitkin County.
You know what happened to all of you out there, how the connection came. I didn't know about him. He sent me an email. And I thought, wait a minute, Pitkin County? I forgot about our tri-county community. Eagle, Garfield, and Pitkin County. We have All of us have services and programs for seniors and things that are going on. I remember when Jenna Starrett and I tagged along with her, we started networking with the senior community services in Aspen and here in our own area of Garfield County. And we also networked with Pitkin County services. So between Eagle, Pitkin County, and Garfield County, we have programs for our seniors. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. So up in Aspen for Pitkin County, we have our senior center, which is located pretty much next door to Aspen Hospital, Community Hospital. And we have meals there 4 days a week now. Last year we were at three, but starting in January of this year, we added Thursdays. So now we serve lunch every day during the week, except for Tuesdays at the moment. And then we have other educational or informational programs and activities that happen at the senior center there and throughout the community, either at the library in Aspen or sometimes the library here in the Mid-Valley and Basalt as well. Mm-hmm. So we had pretty good variety of different opportunities for seniors and really anyone interested.
Doing some demographic checks, you know, I was checking, okay, what's the population over in that area? What are the senior demographics there? I also found in the demographic census is 8 years old. We only do it every 10 years. Uh-huh. Yeah. Understood. There are about 1,700 in the population as of 2010. where, when you say you provide, how many seniors in your community that you are serving?
Well, in Pickens County, and most of the, you're correct, the data is a little dated from census. We use the state demographer's office quite a bit, and those are usually estimates. But our estimates, based off of demographer numbers and voter registration within Pickens County, is the over 60 population. We can have a separate discussion of 60 or 65 and a senior.
Right.
But for Pickens County, for our services, we look at 60. So the over 60 population in Pickens County is about 4,500, which equates to about 20% of the total population of Pickens County are over 60.
That's set me back a little bit. Yeah, things have changed. Definitely things have changed. Change. Learning, when I don't know someone and I have a guest speaker, I always go online to see what kind of stuff I can learn about. You're sitting here smiling at me. What I learned about in your bio, right from the very beginning, I saw a direction as a young man educationally, and what your subject choices were, and where you are taking all of that which you have learned. As I did not introduce you as a gerontologist, but that's what you are.
Yes.
Tell me about building your academic, your spiritual part, and your passion to be where you are.
I think we're going to need a longer show, but I'll do what I can.
I'll interrupt. You know, I listen.
Early on for me, working in the field of gerontology or working with seniors wasn't even remotely in the radar, consciously, I think, for myself. Finishing my undergrad with a degree in philosophy and many other areas as well, I felt like I could do everything and I could do nothing at the same time with the education that I had. And I struggled with trying to find a job. I'm from rural Wisconsin, so it was a challenge at that time. And I owe a lot to my great-grandmother, Grandma Kay, of wanting to do something that was worthwhile in life, whatever that means to us as individuals. And so over a course of a few months, I eventually found myself working in an assisted living care community for people that have dementia or had dementia at the time. And I worked in that field for 10 years before coming up here almost 2 years ago. And in between, I went to complete two different master's degrees. And over that course, I still wasn't convinced to myself, professionally or educationally, that I want to stay in the field of gerontology. From a very short time period in my life, wanted to be clergy of some type, to wanting to be an academic, a professor, et cetera, of which I've done as well. But eventually, I combined my areas of loving to be an academic and going to school, and the passion that grew over time of working in the senior population. Initially, it was the passion of working with individuals with memory loss and their families. Eventually, through my formal training as a gerontologist in gerontology, I found that the passion is really just the field of older adults and really of all of us as we all will age. So that's the Cliff Notes version of that journey for myself.
I can identify with that. The only difference in the passion, it's of course of yours and I've got mine, is you're a young man and I am a senior and I have, and I am still in the profession of caregiving and being involved in an environment where those needs for cognitive memory care, so I can see that. and I can hear that. And I love working with us, seniors. I love interacting with seniors because my interaction helps my memory click. Our dialogue, our intimacy, we nourish each other. And we'll say, oh my goodness, do you remember when Frank Sinatra did such and such? And, you know, that's 45 years ago or something. But spiritually, I heard that part of you, and I read that you are in that direction for enriching your life and other people with your spiritual self, you know. Mm-hmm. So that to me comes, when I hear that, I hear that you want to be enriched by them and you want to take care of their spiritual needs too. And you have the tools and you have the feeling.
Yes, I would. I completely agree with that assessment of myself, I suppose. Working in long-term care or in a memory care kind of residential setting, I had the opportunity through powers outside of my control to work as a chaplain in that care community. It was basically because I was a person at the time that was studying religion. So obviously to the powers that be, I could be a chaplain. That wasn't really true at the time. Being a chaplain and having someone that studies religion are a little different, perhaps nuanced, but a little different. Yeah. But it came into be that I started doing it, and I trained myself for a good year of not having really a lot of training. It was, you're going to be the chaplain. Good luck, more or less. And so I read a lot. I looked what other people were doing, particularly, specifically to that setting of chaplaincy, or I rather use the term spiritual care for individuals that have memory loss.
I like that, spiritual care for those that have memory loss, because it's needed. It's there for them. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're part of our community in Pitkin and our senior community. Specifically, what you do now as a director and as someone who gets involved with the direction of how Pitkin County Senior Services work, what are you doing now?
Right now, we are, so Pitkin County in 2014 started the planning process of creating an aging well community plan. It's a community-wide plan that addresses aging. And what I mean specifically about that is of things that the community wants to commit to work on around how to support an aging population. Not necessarily only seniors, but the population in general.
We do outreach.
Correct.
To bring them in.
But also
awareness.
But also making sure that seniors have access to healthcare, have access to physicians that take different forms of payment, have access to adaptable housing, etc. It's a very long list. It was very well done and very comprehensive. So now, coming to present day, we as a department are kind of looking at that and updating some of the language. Last year, Pitkin County became an age-friendly and livable community via AARP and the World Health Organization, mainly because we had a lot of that heavy lifting done a few years ago in this creation of this plan. And so we have been working on that and really doing some outreach to seniors, not only in Aspen, when we think of Pitkin County, but in Redstone, mm-hmm. In Meredith, and mm-hmm. in Basalt, in that area of the county, of trying to get, excuse me, solicit ideas and feedback from the actual seniors of,
yes,
of we are senior services for the county. What do you need from us?
Absolutely.
We might not be able to do it, but we're going to try.
Right. And one of the things that I think is most important, and that's what I'm hearing from you in that outreach, you need them. You need them to tell you what your services, what their needs are.
We're not senior services without the people.
Exactly. On that full project, that direction that the Pitkin County services are going in, is there a website that the community can go to read, to get more information?
We do have a website. It's pickinseniors.com.
Simple, simple, simple.
Very simple, very simple. The original ideas and the original plan is on that page. Because the current updates are still in progress and process, those are currently not there. But once the plan is kind of updated and we have some larger community conversations, mm-hmm. all that will be mm-hmm. up there. And we're constantly trying to add more things to our website that people will find useful and have resources and other things on there.
Sounds good to me. While we're talking about connecting with contact information for you, and Pitkin County Senior Services. Someone wants to talk to you. Someone wants to volunteer. Someone wants to become more involved. How can they connect with you?
Easiest way is to give us a call, or even on our website, there's a form to send us an email mm-hmm. right on there, and we'll get back to you mm-hmm. Relatively quickly. We just responded a couple this week about brand new people to the valley saying, hey, we're looking for some senior groups to hang out with. Well, come on down to us, or if it doesn't work for you to come to Aspen, we also refer people to Eagle County and Algebel and to Garfield County as well, depending where, whatever works best for people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Telephone number is important. What is the number where they can connect with you?
Sure. Our number is 920-5432. Pretty simple.
Pretty simple, isn't it? So today you said that you have meals four times a week over at the center.
Yep.
And because you're so closely connected with the hospital there, are they providing the meals? Who provides the meals?
The hospital does not provide the meals. We have a chef who provides the meals. And historically, that's how we've done it. He's been there just over a year now. He's wonderful. One thing we work with, which has been a little bit of a challenge, is the perception of aging in the valley, not necessarily just in Pitkin County, but that, I don't want to come to the senior center because I don't want to go with those old, quote, old people when this individual is 80 themselves. So that perception of our personal aging and what a senior center is something we've been historically fighting with or a challenge with, and mm-hmm. we are currently still fighting mm-hmm. that challenge. And being located on the same campus as a hospital, along with being in the same building as an assisted living, unfortunately only adds to that perceived stigma, if you will, around what aging is.
I love that you said that, the perceived stigma. I turned 78 last month, and in my relationship with seniors, we're still doing it. We're still creating. We're still thinking. We're still active. We're still a part of being a productive person and a being. We're living longer. Boy, are we living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things to do. As I say to our senior community in many ways, you know, you've got to walk, run, talk, dance. You know, you've got to. No, you don't have to. I hope that you do, because it feels so good to be full of life. And that's what it is. Maybe the body doesn't do what it needed what it did years ago. It's an aging process. I don't believe the spirit has gone away. It may have settled low for some of you, but it's there. Nourish it. Open up that door. Smell that fresh air, the greening of the lawn, the warmth of the sunshine. It's the joy of life. Don't let it go. Hold on to it. And people like Chad, in a wonderful part of his life, has brought to Pitkin County and senior services some good tools.
Yeah, thank you for that. I mean, we all age. There's no avoiding it. I think we, as a country, particularly in the Western Hemisphere, or the United States, we have this perception of aging that we're pushing back over 100 years of stigma. And so no director of one single senior center is going to be able to do a lot about that. But as a community, we can agree and start changing that perception that aging is okay. Because you know what happens when you stop aging?
You die. Here's something that you've been aware of. I've been aware of. I'm from California, been here since 2011. This community, Roaring Fork Valley, this community is active. You know, they live here because there are things that they love to do, whether they're out there on their property, you know, taking care of their needs, whether they're up there skiing in snow mass, or on the big walks that we go on to keep ourselves going. I've been talking with Chad Federwitz from Pitkin County Senior Service, a young man, a gerontologist. Did I say that correct?
Gerontologist. Okay. You don't have to say the young man part.
He's not a senior yet. He's working his way. He's going to be well-tuned to be a senior in the direction that he's going now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. On the calendar.
Yeah.
In the next few weeks. Got anything special happening?
I'm looking. We have things all the time, every day. So going to our website and looking at our newsletter that's published every month is a great way to see what we're doing. We also have a Facebook page, but we're not so savvy on that yet.
Are we kind of backing off of Facebook? I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to look to see if my Facebook has been compromised.
I think what a big highlight of what we do is our meals. We like to say that we are the best deal for lunch in Aspen. If you're 60 or if you're under 60, we're the best deal for lunch in Aspen.
How much?
If you're over 60, it's based off a donation. So donation of $4 or $5.
Okay.
If you're under 60, $9.
Wow.
For lunch.
Okay.
And you can look at our menu. It's on our website as well. You can always call us as well.
Make reservations
one day ahead. For our chef, it's all freshly made. That's a really great highlight.
And I love that. Too bad he doesn't have an exhibition kitchen. Yeah, I spent many years in the business of that too. Okay. Split personality, hospitality, management of restaurants, cooking and everything, and then caregiving. I really want to thank you for being here, Chad. I'm glad you connected with me. I'm glad that you were able to connect with our community. I'm glad that the seniors in your community are able to get out of the house, go and have lunch, and enjoy the social world of connecting with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important. Before we go, do you have lunch and then bingo?
Fortunately, in my opinion, we do not fall into that stereotype of playing bingo at the senior center. We do have a few groups that play Mahjong or Canasta that anyone can join and learn how to play those different games. We often have educational topics or lectures after lunch and different types of programs. So it just depends on the day. You have to check the calendar to see what's going on.
Sounds good. I asked that he bring in a copy for me of their newsletter, their printed newsletter. I'm going to read it. I'm going to see what's going on. It's important. Well, my sunshine day with you is over. But once I walk out in the door, I get to smell it again. It's been a pleasure talking with you, Chad. We are on our way out the door. Thank you for spending some time with us. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Life is good and filled with wonderful dreams of all things possible.